Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. For a long time, I didn't believe that that worked. That shit works.
It does work. You get, you know, you center, you get in alignment with spirit. Yeah. And I felt when I put my hands on my heart, I felt like a connection between you and your mum. A beautiful heart connection between you and mum. So I feel like you two were like, you know,
peanut butter and jelly.
Mother and daughter. Not just mother and daughter.
Peanut butter and jelly. We were the sandwich. We were the sandwich. But you know what? And this too shall pass because we are all organic and we will all expire. But we leave seeds. We'll come back in another form.
That's it.
How did you realize that you had this intuitive psychic ability, Susie? Where'd that come from?
I had it from a very young age. I lost my granddad when I was about 3. And I continued to communicate with him to the point where I'd see him come down the stairs. I'd ask the family to get out of his favorite chair. I'd tell them where papers were in a drawer, and I was only a little girl. So I had that gift from a very young age. And over the years, I went into the corporate world. So I was a reluctant psychic medium, but then I had a near-death experience about 20 years ago and walked away from that corporate life. And I do my psychic healing practice full time. It's like a higher calling. So it never really went away. I'm a spiritual psychic medium. So I'm very connected to, you know, being that truth seeker, like really seeking out, you know, the truth. And so that's sort of where it started.
But truth is subjective.
Very, very.
And it's very personal. I know I went to a seminar one time and I asked the question, I said, what if we all told the truth? And everybody looked and they hovered and they all joined my group. But the truth is a matter of perception and people color that. So how do you find the true essence of truth?
That's really interesting because, you know, we all have filters and lenses that we see the world through with conditioning and programming, not just from family, but from the wider community. And I think it's important to peel back those layers and, you know, take off the rosy colored glasses. And as a psychic, we have an ability to see past the veil. So we often see things that we don't necessarily want to see. You can be at a dinner party with friends and know that those two might be having a bit of a thing going on, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah. But I think it's so important to leave your stuff at the door, leave the ego at the door, and also kind of like step into higher service. So when you focus on service, of being of service to spirit, you know, you kind of like you're focusing on the other person, or, you know, so you kind of like you leave all that stuff out there. Yeah.
How do you ground
yourself? Try to.
How do you ground yourself? Because, you know, you're to be, in my opinion, I don't know you personally with this, but I know that people that have gifts, psychic abilities, the ability to speak in tongues, the ability to interpret,
yes,
to manifest,
yes,
heal. I understand all of that, but how do you ground yourself? Because you're doing the heavy lifting. So you have to be empathic because, yes, you're feeling other people's energy.
That's
what
it.
Do you do to get that off of you? I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that question, April. That's such a great question. You know, when you're doing back-to-back readings, I used to do like 12 readings a day. You know, you'd be really high on spirit. So I never got exhausted or depleted. I'd get quite high and quite lightheaded. So during sessions, I'd go outside, barefoot, on the earth, connect to the earth mother, and really kind of like get very grounded. I do a lot of yoga and meditation and walking in nature. and all that beautiful stuff. But it's so important to stay grounded, because your intuitive messages are so much more relevant when you're grounded to the here and now, right, and you're not flying around in the ether. You know, in the early days, I'd do like trance meditation where you do astral travel and all this sort of stuff. But to be perfectly honest with you, people come to me because they want grounded guidance. They don't want to necessarily know about all the woo-woo. They want to know, you know, are they going to get that promotion next week?
Right. And, you know? Again, I keep it 100. I can only give it from my perspective. When somebody tells me that they can answer those questions, I'm not looking for a fortune teller. Yes. I'm looking for a truth seeker. I'm looking for someone to open the portal to give me guidance, to give me tools that I am able to get these and receive these downloads and know how to process them. Yeah, you may get the promotion, but then the damn company folds 6 months. Did you ask that? You know, or, you know, oh, I love that guy. I want to be with that guy. Well, you know, that guy maybe wants to be with a guy. You never ask questions of the universe like it's a lottery. You ask with a curious mind. I ask questions like, you know, what else is in store for me? How can I do this better? How can it get any better than this? What is my purpose? What is my calling? Already see and taste and feel. Brains, you already have an idea of what you want and what your life should be. You need people like Susie to be your Uber driver. To get you to go. I mean, he's the spiritual Uber driver, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know, when I first started doing psychic readings full time, what I realized very quickly was that, you know, I didn't want to be just the fortune teller. You know, I want to respect free will, and I want to give empowering, you know, helpful guidance moving forward, you know. So I just love that you brought that up. That is so good. One of the reasons why I do psychic coaching and mentoring and, you know, healing work is because it's not just about, you know, am I going to find my soulmate next week? You know, it's right, deeper than that. It's deeper than that. So, yay. I love that you brought that up. Thank you for that.
So now let's talk about it as a business.
Yes.
I was in church one Sunday. I was in church. I had went to my old church, and it is one of these mega churches, 5,000 plus members. And I walked.
Wow. The energy must be like fantastic. Yeah.
It was unnerving, and I'll tell you why. Because my spiritual guide was a pauper. He had no shoes. He had nappy hair and raggedy clothes. He didn't have lolly crystal hanging in the bathroom. And this tabernacle had lolly crystal, and ATM in the foyer. And so, in Bible study, I asked the deacons about that, and you know what they told me? They said, "Baby, saving souls is big business." And it is a business. What do you say to the person that's using their gift as a business? I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think that's a brilliant question. You know, it's an energy exchange. You know, money is neutral, and we all have to pay the bills. And I think when people invest, they are more committed to the process.
Right.
They're more centered. They're more self-aware. And yeah, you know, there's nothing spiritual about poverty, you know.
That's right. That's right. Nothing,
yeah. Nothing, and you know, money's not good or bad. That. It just is. It's just an energy exchange. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't have an issue with, people, you know, paying for my services. So
okay, really? Yeah. And they should.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's your blessing.
Yes.
You know, we were at the church, and we had to pay for that lolly crystal.
That's right. Yay.
But and,
I
had a guest on my show that works with high-level individuals such as yourself that helps them craft their gift into a monetized business.
Yes.
With books, with spiritual teaching, with coaching, and people, you know, kind of frown on that, but she's talking about high end, like What was her name? Her last name was Brown. What was her first name? I can't think of it right now. Anyway, she was a great spiritual leader. But everybody's not going to be Gandhi. Everybody's not going to be
No, true.
a monk, you know? And they need to be able to capitalize on their gift and make money. So, Brains, if you have a spiritual advisor, not only do you pay her a fee, but you leave her a tip because she's going into the unknown, okay? And just because she's able to translate and deliver you a message, believe me, there are spirits out there that are waiting for an open portal to come on in. And she puts herself at risk every single time. And if you don't believe in the devil, then I suggest that you go back and look at what happened in the last 2.5 years with this cotton picking COVID. That was
Absolutely.
the invisible devil, and it's not going away.
Absolutely.
So you need to
Yes.
honor her because she's taking a risk.
Yeah,
No, really,
that's right.
I have women
Yes.
on my show.
And I think we've all kind of got the hangover from, the poverty mentality of if you're a nun or a monk, somehow you're more holy or spiritual if you're, if you're not, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind
Well,
of
I say
releasing
the
all that.
only people that work for free, Sherry, are volunteers and slaves.
Yes, that's it.
And I'm not,
Yeah.
and again, it's an exchange of energy.
It's an exchange of energy. And to be honest, if you focus on service, the money will just show up
It will show
as a magical side effect. It really is just that beautiful exchange of energy. And the client's far more invested. So there's far more focused, potent intention as well. And when there's a bit more intention,
Right.
The reading is always going to be more significant and relevant as well. So, yay, yes.
Do you have a life partner or spouse?
I do. So, I've been married for years. My husband's a very practical, pragmatic, reliable, wonderful father and husband. And I've
So
got two great kids.
what does he feel about this charge that you give off? Because you might be somewhere and just you'd be like, oh baby, we might need to get out of here, or this is a great place. What does he feel when you connect with spirit in the most awkward times?
Oh, that's such a great question. It's really funny. At a party one night, I heard Tony, my husband, talking to some guy in the kitchen. And the guy in the kitchen said, "What does she do, mate? Like, how does she do it?" And Tony said, "I don't know, mate, but what I can tell you is that it's real and she does it." And, so he's not necessarily spiritual, but he's very supportive. But he'll often do that thing where he'll go, "Oh, I think there's something in the house. Can you go around and do that blessing or that beautiful smudging that you do or whatever?"
Oh, girl, I
So
know. I have so much sage here. It's crazy. I love a burn offering. I love a burn offering. Okay, so I have a friend, a family friend, and she is in a very delicate and tender space because she is now awakening to her gift, but her gift is overtaking her. She doesn't know how to handle it. Her
Yes.
family is very devout in their religion. And
Yes.
religion to me is a set of guidelines, disciplines, and rules. It's the
Absolutely.
roadmap, okay?
Yeah.
But spirituality is the ultimate destination because we are spirit, okay?
Yes.
So I say that to say this, she's struggling, Susie. She's
Yes.
struggling because the family is thinking that, okay, well, we're gonna commit her. She's collecting all these crystals, she's getting all these downloads, she's getting these messages, everything. She's having a conflict, but she's feeling like she's having a breakdown. What do we say to her?
Yep. So firstly, what feels like a breakdown is actually a breakthrough. And also, what I teach my students is that you don't need to be on all of the time. You can tune in and you can tune out. You can expand your energy and tap in, but you also have the gift of free will and you're in control of it. You never lose the power so that you can withdraw as well. So you don't need to be on all of the time. And I think it's important to be okay with it. When you're okay with it, when you're truly okay with it, and you're not apologizing, you're it doesn't mean they're going to believe you necessarily, or, you know, they're into spirituality or whatever. It just means that, I truly believe if you're in your power and you're okay with it, you'll find everyone else eventually will get on board. Yeah. And if they don't, that's okay too.
They'll get on or they'll jump off.
Yeah. Don't take it personally, you know. But I often find that people react, they're mirrors. So they react, if you're kind of a bit iffy or you're a bit unsure,
right.
You'll find they'll be your mirror and they'll pick up on that, and you'll get lots of iffy and lots of worried people thinking that you're having some kind of breakdown. Yeah. She's having a dark night of the soul. You know, it's probably all coming through thick and fast.
Well, I'm going to tell her to contact you because she feels like she's so alone.
Yeah.
You know, she feels like she's so alone and she's struggling and she's getting these messages and she's dealing with these spirits. And again, understanding what these spirits are, what they bring. Are they good? Are they bad?
Yes.
How do you shield yourself? How do you ground yourself?
Absolutely.
How do you reach out to the universe and ask for more? How do you ask for abundance, Susie?
I think, you know, ask, believe, and really receive it, but faith in action as well. So part of the receiving is having that much faith that you do it anyway, you know. You know, even if you invest in something, you know, you have to have that faith up front, yeah. So to me, it is that request from the, you know, request, the invocation to the universe, but having full faith that it's coming in and actioning that. So, you know, faith in action. And I'm realizing that the universe has a divine plan and divine timing. So you plant the seeds and you wait for the seeds to grow. So you don't necessarily expect it to happen, you know, overnight, but knowing that it will happen at the right time and having trust in spirit. So if you can't have self-trust, trust in the higher power, which is universal love, which is God, whatever it is for you, you know, it's all words. They all mean the same thing, different pathways to the same place, which is universal love and God, you know? Yeah, so.
Well, this is something that I've noticed. I've got a huge Australian following. Hey, Aussies, I love y'all. You're the best. But the conversation around spirituality, energy work, light work, metaphysics, holistic healing is different than here in the U.S. We're very doctrine driven.
Yes.
As far as the text and the word and going back to biblical principles and
absolutely,
you know, rituals and all of that. How do we bring those two worlds together?
That's a really good question, because I was brought up a Catholic, and my beautiful Nana in spirit was a devout Catholic, but she also believed in the fairies. Okay. The nature spirits and the angels and so I was lucky enough to be exposed to both. I think it's so important to really respect other people's belief systems, right, and religions, and realize that every religion has magnificent dogma. You don't necessarily need to agree with all of it. I certainly don't agree with everything in the Catholic Church, but in saying that, there's, you know, I do believe in Jesus Christ. So, you know, there's, yeah, I think you can weave it in. You can weave it in. It's all just.
I think so too. I think, like you said, it's honor and respect, even with different doctrines.
Yes.
You know, Buddhists, Muslims, Christians, yes, Jews. You never know until the deal goes down. I believe, like the Rastafarians, baby, it's one love.
Yeah, one love. Absolutely.
It's one love, and it's a universal love.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. But when we try to slice and dice and edit it to fit our profile, to fit our agenda, to make us seem like the smartest person in the room, it's a turnoff. It's a control. It's brainwashing. You know, what are we teaching our children? Our children nowadays have little to no religious or spiritual connection.
Yes.
They used to. We're not bringing them up. Again, your Nana took you to church.
She did.
You went. My Nana took me to church. My mother took, I took my daughter to church. She was in the choir. That was a part of the process. But now it's not. You know, now they'll do a TikTok video. You don't hear anything about connecting with the higher source.
Absolutely.
What can we do to encourage our young people to, you know, to try to figure it out, or to even accept that there is something in the universe that's greater than them and TikTok?
Yes. Well, for one, I think, it needs to be congruent to their language. So we need to speak their language. We need to let go of the, archaic patriarchy, or, we need to, as a little girl, I wanted to be a nun. I love the flying nun on television, and I wanted to be a nun. And then I realized that if I was a nun, I couldn't run the show, I slowly kind of let go of that little dream. But I guess it's so important that we explain and we educate our children in regards to holistic health. We're multidimensional beings, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual well-being. We're very multifaceted. So I believe that there's a lot of mental health out there because people are feeling very disconnected, not just from each other, but from source, one love, universal love, whatever you want to call it, the beautiful God, whatever it is. Yay. I think it's important
And
that
the
we.
goddess energy, we are now in the age of Aquarius, okay? We in 5G in full effect brains. I was talking to my mentor earlier today. She says, okay, she said, everything is in. I don't know if you know Prue Blackmore. I'm gonna turn you on to her.
Heard the name. Yeah, I've
She
heard.
is the business, okay? She takes us on these guided meditations on the back of dragons, girl. I never tripped with a dragon before.
Oh, what a
I
wonderful
was,
trip.
yeah, it's a trip. And I feel it. And when I come out of it's trance-like. So when we're in that state, we are open portals. We have an opportunity to reframe trauma. We have an opportunity to reframe heartache or dis-ease, which turns to disease,
Limiting beliefs,
limiting
programming and
beliefs.
conditioning, past
Absolutely.
hurts, trauma. Yep,
Absolutely.
absolutely.
So
Right down
a
into
lot of
that
people,
unconscious, yeah.
so people are really tapping into the unconscious mind. But I have a guest that's on my show that's tapping into ayahuasca. Okay.
Oh, wow, love it.
They're in Peru right now, high as a kite. They're trying to do that here in the United States. I don't know what they've done with the marijuana laws there in Australia, but here they're like coffee shops on every corner.
Oh, wow.
But now they're trying to do the same thing with hallucinogenics, and magic mushrooms. When you are channeling, or your psychic ability, are you channeling as well? Because that's a
Absolutely.
different connection.
So what I do is I raise my vibration to a point where I'm connecting to, the higher dimensions, that higher vibrational energy. And I don't personally mix my spirits, right? But I don't judge people that do either, because I really respect all the cultures around the world, and so whatever floats your boat, right? As long as you're not hurting anyone, right? Whatever floats your boat. But in saying that, for me, it's more getting into that meditative theater-like state, that trance-like state. Doing what I need to do to connect in at a high level, not hierarchical, just uplifted, so that when I'm connecting in, I'm connecting into higher vibrational beings, let's just say that.
Okay. Yeah,
So
so
does that answer that?
she's tapping into the upper suite. She's in the penthouse brains.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I've dabbled. I've dabbled.
No. I don't get you wrong, I get you right. Because this is what people do. They want to suppress. If you've got this, I say take it all the way to the zenith point. Go all the way.
Absolutely.
Don't pump your brakes.
All in.
You got to go all in.
Show up.
You know,
You can't dip
exactly.
your toe,
You cannot. If you're going
No.
to win, if you're going to win.
Full
But
embrace, yeah.
you've got to feel the fear and yet do it anyway, And
I love that.
sometimes your pain is your biggest accomplishment. That's how
Growing
you
pains.
learn. That's
Growing
how you
pains.
learn.
Yeah. If you want to grow spiritually, you have to have growing pains because you're going into uncharted territory. It's always going to
Absolutely.
feel different. But different isn't necessarily bad, it's just different. But it
Absolutely.
can be uncomfortable. But I call them growing pains. So, you know, and growing pains can be joyful.
I call them a pain in the ass. But sometimes it's, sometimes people
Yeah.
just can't get through it. And this is where they get trapped. And
True.
this is where I'm hoping that my friend, my little friend, she's as sweet as she can be. I'm hoping that, I'm gonna turn her on to you because I don't want her to struggle with this. I want her to find the joy. I want her to radiate like you. I can see your aura. I see auras, and I see
Oh,
gold,
wow.
I see yellows, and I see oranges. I see, I can see that coming from a place of sincerity and authenticity.
Yes.
But after you've done all that, you had time to write a cotton picking book. Girl, show me that book. What you
Well, I do write books, but the little books, they're miniature little books because
Oh, those are cute.
I love oracle decks. I'm a clairvoyant, so I love to scry into really beautiful art, and I love to research spiritual mythology, and I love to integrate. And this one here's the Star Temple Oracle, because I have a real connection to the Pleiades. I'm a star seed. This is I wrote this one, the Fairy Temple Oracle, when my grandson Noah was born, and perfect timing, because he's an inquisitive little magical little creative fairy. And this is dedicated to my beautiful Nana, who took me into her garden, her rose garden, and we go to the fairy garden. This is the fae, and to me, the fae is the elements. It's nature spirits. It's connecting into our inborn nature, which is highly intuitive. So this is going back to nature. We're not separate to nature. We're one with nature.
Absolutely.
So yay. So and I've got the Water Temple Oracle coming out in June, and I've got the Oracle of
Okay,
Delphi
so wait,
coming out
wait.
next
So
year.
I've never had an oracle deck. I don't know how to use them. I don't know, I've had cards that I'll pull a card, but to actually understand what they are. Can you explain? And again, your process, you have
Yes.
to have a download because not only are you getting this message, but you got to explain it so other people know how to use
Yay.
them.
So the Oracle deck or the Oracle card is really just a tool. I encourage you to go deeper into your own intuition and do some beautiful kind of intuitive interpretation to make it relevant and significant for you. But you touched on it earlier, April, in regards to I don't want to be just the fortune teller. I want my messages to be healing and empowering and useful and relevant and very high vibrational. So, yeah, I mean, it's creative fun for me because I get to weave my all the modalities that I've learned over the years into the oracle cards. The oracle is a bit similar to tarot. The difference with tarot and oracle is the tarot has a very structured system. And, I've got a lot of friends that are very loyal to the tarot. And I think the tarot is wonderful. The oracle is loosely based on the tarot, but it's more personalized to different energies. Does that make sense? So you might have an angel deck or a fairy deck, or and
Okay.
everyone resonates with something different. So you might resonate with just whatever it might be. We all resonate with something different. So if it really
I resonate with the
resonates, yeah.
Archangel Gabriel.
Yes,
That's
yes.
my dude.
Angel of communication. Beautiful. So you.
That is me. So
So
what
you.
about your beautiful illustrations? Do you do that as well?
No, I love doing co-creative collaborations with the most magnificent artists.
Wow.
And I'm actually working on a deck at the moment with a Aboriginal artist, a First Nations artist in
Wow.
Australia. And to work with her is an absolute honor. Because I do acknowledge our beautiful,
That's why
custodians
I
of our
said
land. So, yay,
that diversity,
yay,
equity, and
diverse,
inclusion.
so into it. Even the Pleiades deck, the Star Temple Oracle deck, has all the different cultures represented. Because I think all little girls should be able to look at something and go, I can see myself in that.
Right,
It's not whitewashed. It's not whitewashed. It's not kind of like They can see themselves, you know?
Well,
Yay.
you know, little black girls struggle with that forever. All they had was a Caucasian version of what was perceived as beauty. You know, they
Yes.
didn't have dolls with kinky hair. They didn't have dolls with dark skin. They didn't have, a lot of things that now are very mainstream. And I love that. So Barbie and her whole team has evolved.
Thank goodness.
I
Thank
know.
goodness. I know.
Because the world is a melting pot. I was telling someone this the other day. All the flowers in the garden are not the same.
No, but they're all equal.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
You
But
know?
they can all turn into weeds and die if they're not
Yes.
cultivated. So you need to work your
Absolutely.
soul, and your soul is
Yes.
your soil. And
Oh, I love that.
we really need to plant our feet firmly on solid ground because, again, as I said, we're in 5G. This is the
Yes.
age of Aquarius. This is the feminine energy on steroids. And
If
if y'all
not,
didn't get the
yeah.
email, I'll forward it to you.
Yes. If not now, when, you know, don't talk yourself out of the good stuff. You know, be fully present and, you know, awaken that soul wisdom and energy. Absolutely, April. Gosh, we speak the same language.
I know. I wish we were
Yeah.
here, girl. We'd be the best of friends.
We would be,
I know.
absolutely.
So
Yeah.
tell I want to ask you a couple fun questions. I like to ask fun
Okay.
questions. If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be and why?
You know, as soon as you asked that question, I don't know why I got like a toaster.
You always pop it off. What are you doing?
That I love the element of fire is an interesting element because it really is transformation, it's transmutation, it's the sacred flame. So I don't know if that's what it is, but you know, pretty much cooking up, toasting up beautiful, you know, soulful, you
That's
know,
good.
offerings out into the world. I don't know. I just, yeah, I've
I
got
would be the refrigerator.
a toaster came in my third eye. What's that about? That's crazy, right?
I would be a refrigerator because
Yeah, nice.
I just want to chill. I just want to
Oh,
keep
I
it real
love
cool. I just
that.
want to chill. If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why?
I'd be a beautiful black raven, because
Wow.
the black raven symbolizes alchemy and healing and magic and magical divination and mediumship. You know, the raven is that beautiful way shower and a spirit messenger and magic maker. So for me, it's definitely the beautiful black raven with the blue eyes and the black and blue silky feathers. You know, that for
Wow.
me, yeah.
You know what I'd be? I'd be
What
a
would you
party
be?
animal.
What would you be?
A party animal.
A party animal. Yay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What are three things that you absolutely cannot live without, Susie? I don't want to hear
Oh,
about the husband. I don't want to hear about the kids. I already know that, but what are three things that you
okay.
just can't live without?
I can't live without my beautiful spiritual tools. Like I do. I love crystals. I love beautiful magical essences and magical potions and my herbs, my herbal teas, and I'm pretty much that green witch. I love everything natural. You know, I'm a vegetarian. I eat beautiful kind of. I love nature. I love nature. So anything natural. Yeah,
So that would be
essential
one.
oils.
So what'd be a couple other things that you just can't live without?
Okay, what can I live without? I do love my Pablo, my beautiful miniature dash hound, my little dog, my little mate that sits by my feet when I do my sessions. And I love animals. I'm a massive animal lover, so I couldn't live without my animals.
See that, and that's beautiful. I love animals too. What do you want your legacy to be, Susie?
I love legacy. I want to do my little bit to create a ripple effect of love. And I know that sounds very, you know, Woodstock, but it's true. I really want to make sure that I leave a legacy of love.
Well, you have on my heart as well as an
Oh,
imprint, and I thank you so much for that. This has been a very enlightening, high frequency, great vibration conversation. Brains, go back and rewind it. Listen again. Some things are heavy, okay? And don't miss the boat.
No.
We are not telling you not to believe in your God. We are not telling you not to believe in your religious texts.
That's
right. We are not telling you to not follow disciplines, rituals, because it is a part of the process.
Yes.
But what we are telling you to do is up your game.
I love that. Up your game.
Just up
whatever
your game.
Resonates with you, whatever
whatever resonates with you, and get ready for the download.
Whatever floats your boat, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely, because it's not over till it's over.
That's it.
No. And you don't know. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you. If they want to work with you, they want to purchase an Oracle deck, they want to get an intuitive, insightful reading or some coaching.
Yes. So I've got a website, www.susiecherub.com. So cherub like the angel. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm published with Blue Angel. And they distribute and promote my decks. I'm very grateful to the Blue Angel family. They're amazing. So I'm pretty much, if you Google me, I will show up. So yay, come and well, I'm very interactive. I'm very engaging. I'm very available. So I'm not into any kind of crazy hierarchy. You know, I'm here for you. And I still do one-on-ones. And I've been doing this for a very long time. So it's a higher calling, and I'll probably do it up until the moment I rebirth into spirit. So, yay.
It is, and it's something to look forward to. It's something to aspire. If you know that there's a life plan or there's a goal for you, you will want to accomplish it because you'll want to see and receive the rewards and the blessing on the other side. And let me tell you, from a person, if I shared with you brains what went down with me this last week, it would grow you an afro. Your hair would be all curled up. It's been a different thing. It's been a different frequency. And I realize it. Was I intimidated by it? Was I afraid by it? Yes, because I needed someone to help me interpret it. And great people like Susie have the gift that are able to be insightful and intuitive. So I need you to go in. I need you to love, like, and share. Rewind this interview. Share with everybody that you know. Information is only powerful if you use it. Okay? And we got it for you. You see this address right here? Where's it at? Right there. In your face. All over the place. So go in. Love, like, share, and subscribe. What? Love, like, share, and subscribe. Thank you so much, Susie Cherub. You are an absolute angel, and I appreciate and value you.
Thank you so much, April. It's been an absolute honor, pleasure. I've loved every minute. Very high vibe. You're amazing.
Well,
hey, Queen, go you.
That's what I said. Go you, too. We are only a Zoom call away. All right. Take it easy, brains. Get yourself together.